Today we'll be talking about creativity in a very particular way in regards to humans. Now, when I say creativity, I mean having flexibility in the environment that you're in, and that's essential in two places. The first place is on the front end, when you're making the initial decision prior to taking the action. Then there's the back end, when you're dealing with the environment as a result of the decision that you made. Now, if you were to look at high-performing athletes, part of what makes them exceptional is the fact that they're able to track for information in real time and respond immediately without missing a beat. In order to truly grasp creativity, a certain amount of spontaneity is necessary. After all, we're talking about responding in the present moment. The problem is that you can't force spontaneity, but what you can do is create the necessary conditions so spontaneity occurs. Now, from a biological perspective, our prefrontal lobes play a significant part in our ability to be creative. One of the primary functions of the brain is the ability to do something called forward planning. This is what allows you to construct a hypothetical future and do risk assessment. People go often back and forth about nature versus nurture. In the case of the brain, nurture is a driving factor in being able to maximize your brain. How you use your brain literally determines your brain's development. The right hemisphere of our brain is primarily where we do most of our abstraction. This region doesn't kick in until age 4 and lasts until about age 14 or 15. If you pay attention to most 4, 5, or 6-year-olds, many of them live in a world of fantasy, which includes creating imaginary friends and imaginary experiences. When the prefrontal lobe and right hemisphere begins working together, you begin creating scenarios that you want to live into, and your actions follow accordingly. In essence, creativity is the ability to create highly desirable futures. In order to do that, you need to have a wide variety of responses available to you. Most people don't have a wide variety of responses because they have self-limiting beliefs. Without the requisite flexibility of beliefs, you'll never be able to do what is required to reproduce the results that you want. The person that can perceive what's happening around them in many different ways can form a variety of different meanings. From there, you can choose the meaning that's most useful to you for getting the outcome and discard the rest. As I said in a previous episode, the data that you receive from the external environment is neither good or bad. There's no inherent meaning, which means you can attach whatever meaning you want that makes the most sense for you. It's because of the meaning that we assign to the data that causes us to respond in a particular way. If we think something has a particular meaning, then you begin to organize your decision making around that meaning. Here's an example. Let's say you see someone walk into the room and have a very particular look on their face. You notice the expression they have on their face, and it begins to prime your decision making process for what you will do next. If you have multiple meanings that you can assign to a single face expression, then that gives you a multiple responses to choose from. You're not limited to one way of responding. At the heart of creativity is the ability to be open to multiple levels of meaning and look at things from multiple points of view and quickly sort through all of the information and make the best possible decision. You must also understand that there will always be a certain level of ignorance about what's going on in the environment. Because of that, you want to be constantly open to the feedback you're receiving in the environment so you can adjust accordingly. You can compare it to software development. When a new software gets released, it is rarely the final and complete version. Often the first software gets a release, and then updates are released periodically, which build upon the initial software and makes necessary corrections within the code. Most people who don't achieve success believe they have to get everything right on the first shot. Not only will this stifle your creativity, but you'll never accomplish anything worthwhile. People who are very confident, whether it's an athlete, a business executive, a speaker, etc., know how to take actual confidence. They may not know what's going to happen next, but they're willing to take action with the information that they do have in front of them. They're not trying to figure everything out. Average people want to know every detail before they take action. Successful people know that no matter what happens, they have enough flexibility to take the next step and figure out what to do next. In order to do this, you need a wide range of beliefs and values to draw upon. Of course, even the most creative people know that not everything goes as planned. That's when your resiliency kicks in and you dust yourself off and try something different. You keep trying again and again until you get the result that you want. And that about wraps today's episode on creativity. Hope that you got some value from this and that you gain a new appreciation for creativity. If this is your first time listening, you should definitely check out my 3-day masterclass over at PCIinstitute.net. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll catch you next time. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.